This year, the Trump administration said it would support states imposing community engagement requirements on Medicaid. That means for the first time in the program's history, states can require people to work a certain number of hours to be eligible for the government health program for low-income Americans. Oklahoma submitted its plan this month, and the state already has some of the strictest Medicaid rules in the nation. As State Impact's Jackie Fortier reports, poor parents could feel the biggest effect if the new requirements are approved.
Before they can issue work requirements, states have to apply and be approved for waivers from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Last spring, Oklahoman Republican lawmakers rallied and quickly drafted a bill that sailed out of committee and handily passed both houses. Governor Mary Fallon even issued an executive order, and this month, Oklahoma became the 11th state to ask the federal government to sign off on Medicaid work requirements.
A single mom with older kids is probably the typical person, as I understand it, who would be impacted by this work requirement.
That's Rick Snyder, Vice President of Finance with the Oklahoma Hospital Association. Unlike the five states approved so far, Oklahoma has not expanded Medicaid. The state already has some of the strictest eligibility requirements in the country. A family of three, two parents and one child, become ineligible if they earn more than $9,343 a year.
If that person does qualify now but gets a job, starts working some hours, they're probably taking themselves out of eligibility just because they would earn too much money.
Though Oklahoma's work requirements include exemptions for people who are elderly, disabled, or pregnant, among others, the new policy could put thousands of low-income adults at risk of being dropped from Medicaid. Snyder says uninsured people end up in the emergency room for routine care.
Hospitals are going to take care of emergencies whether there's payment for it or not.
That drives up health costs for everyone, even people with insurance.
Folks need care, and we provide the care, and there's no payment for the care. That's a cost that ends up being passed along to really the people who have group health insurance or individual health insurance. Rural Oklahoma hospitals are on average already significantly in the red, losing money on operations, and any loss of coverage is just going to make that worse.
States have set up different rules on how many hours a month Medicaid enrollees must work or volunteer, and who's exempt. In Oklahoma, non-disabled adults would be required to work, volunteer, or go to school for 80 hours a month, or risk losing their government health insurance. People younger than 19 and older than 50 would be exempt, as well as Native Americans, parents of children younger than 6, and people who can prove a disability. But nowhere in Oklahoma's application do officials specify how many people will be affected if the work requirement is approved. And the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority declined to elaborate.
And it's deeply concerning to me that the Healthcare Authority can't put a number on that in their application. I mean, it just flat says we don't know how many people it will affect. Is it 600? Is it 6,000?
Dan Strawn is the executive director of the Homeless Alliance in Oklahoma City. If the work requirements are approved, it will mean more administrative costs for nonprofits like his, which connects homeless families to services.
Those organizations aren't in rural Oklahoma, and rural Oklahoma has a higher poverty rate than urban Oklahoma. So the availability of those job opportunities, those volunteer opportunities, accessibility to public transportation to get to those jobs is concerning to me.
Republican State Senator Ron Sharp of Shawnee voted for the work requirement legislation after initially opposing it.
I voted yes on this bill is because when you look up to the board, the last thing that you want to see is that you are the one of the only Republican senators with voting no. All the other Republicans voted yes.
Sharp says he still has concerns about how single parents subject to the work requirement will pay for expensive child care while they're completing their mandatory hours. But he says the incoming legislature may rethink the policy.
The legislature has shifted to a centralistic ideology, and so we'll have to see how these new legislators look upon all of this.
Another new factor is the price tag. The Oklahoma Healthcare Authority estimates the program will cost $1.7 million to create and run just for the first year. The state will have to pay for about half of that, around $865,000, which the agency asked for in its upcoming budget. The federal government is currently reviewing Oklahoma's application. If it's accepted, the public will have 30 days to weigh in before it's finalized. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.